Unit 10, Emergency Procedures, Part 1, Text.
Read the following passage and answer the questions that follow. Emergency landing. An emergency landing is a landing made by an aircraft in response to a crisis which either interferes with the operation of the aircraft or involves sudden medical emergencies necessitating diversion to the nearest airport. There are several different types of emergency landings for powered aircraft. Planned landing or unplanned landing. Forced landing. The aircraft is forced to make a landing due to technical problems or in rare situations with light aircraft, weather conditions. Landing as soon as possible is a priority, no matter where, since a major system failure has occurred or is imminent. This means that the forced landing may even occur when the aircraft is still flyable, in order to prevent a crash or ditching situation. Precautionary landing. Precautionary landing may result from a planned landing at a location about which information is limited, from unanticipated changes during the flight, or from abnormal or even emergency situations. This may be due to problems with the aircraft or a medical or police emergency. The sooner a pilot locates and inspects a potential landing site, the less the chance of additional limitations is being imposed by worsening aircraft conditions, deteriorating weather, or other factors. Crash landing. It is caused by the failure of or damage to vital systems such as engines, hydraulics, or landing gear, and so a landing must be attempted where a runway is needed but none is available. The pilot is essentially trying to get the aircraft on the ground in a way which minimizes the possibility of injury or death to the people aboard. Ditching. It is the same as a forced landing, only on water. After the disabled aircraft makes contact with the surface of the water, the aircraft will most likely sink if it is not designed to float, although it may well float for hours depending on damage. Safety demonstration. Large airliners have multiple engines and redundant systems, so forced landings are extremely rare for them, but sometimes accidents still occur. Therefore, in order to ensure the safety of passengers on board, all flight attendants around the world are well trained to handle the situations of emergency landing. IATA, International Civil Aviation Organization, also requires all flights to have the safety demonstration performed on the pre-flight stage. In the event of forced landing, passengers can perform emergency evacuation following the steps of the safety demonstration. The pre-flight safety demonstration is a detailed explanation given before takeoff to airline passengers about the safety features of a commercial aircraft. On smaller aircraft, this may take place in the form of a live briefing. On many larger aircraft equipped with in-flight entertainment, safety demonstrations may take place in the form of a video. In consideration for travelers not speaking the airline's official language and for the passengers with hearing problems, the video may feature subtitles, an on-screen signer, or may be repeated in another language. A safety demonstration typically covers all the following aspects. Precautions to take before takeoff and landing. 1. To stow luggage under a seat or in an overhead compartment. 2. To return folding trays and seat backs to the upright and locked position. 3. To turn off most electronic devices, laptops, mobile phones, etc. Safety card. An aircraft safety card is a document instructing passengers on an aircraft about the procedures for dealing with various emergency conditions that might arise during the flight. The safety cards are usually provided by airlines on all commercial flights, usually located in the back of the seat in front of each passenger. Seat belt. Each passenger's seat is equipped with a lap Type, seat belt, which comprises of two straps, a metal tip, and a buckle. The seat belt is fastened by inserting the metal tip into the buckle and is released by lifting up the buckle. Oxygen mask. The oxygen mask is in the overhead bin. It will drop down automatically in case of an emergency. When it does so, pull the mask firmly towards you to start the flow of oxygen. Place the mask over your nose and mouth and slip the elastic band over your head. Emergency exits. Emergency exits are special exits for emergencies, doors that are only ever used in an emergency. Depending on the size and type of the aircraft, the number of emergency exits varies. Passengers seated in exit rows may be called upon to assist and open exits in the event of an emergency. Aircraft safety cards and in-flight safety demonstrations show the passengers where the nearest emergency exits are. Life vests. The life vest is located under the passenger seats. Do not remove it unless instructed by flight attendants. To put the life vest on, slip it over your head, then fasten the buckle and pull the straps tightly around your waist. Upon exiting the aircraft, pull the tabs down firmly to inflate the vest. Do not inflate the vest while inside the cabin. Evacuation slides. An evacuation slide is an inflatable slide used to evacuate an aircraft quickly. An escape slide is required on all commercial aircraft. Prior to departure, all the aircraft doors are placed into the armed or automatic mode by the cabin crew. If a rapid evacuation is required and the doors are opened while armed, the opening of the door pulls the slide pack out of the bustle. Brace position. Brace or crash position is an instruction that can be given to prepare for a crash on an aircraft. The instruction to brace for impact is often given if the aircraft must make an emergency landing over land or water. For a forward-seated passenger wearing only a lap belt, common recommendations for the brace position include 1. Placing the head on, or as close as possible to, the surface it is most likely to strike, for example, the bulkhead or seat in front. 2. Having the passenger lean over to some degree to avoid jackknifing or submarining. 3. Placing the feet flat on the floor.
Part 2. Announcements. Read the following announcements after the CD and then recite them. Emergency landing. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. It is necessary to make an emergency landing. The crew have been well trained to handle this situation. We will do everything necessary to ensure your safety and keep calm. Pay close attention to the cabin attendants and follow their directions. Safety inspection. Ladies and gentlemen, please put the high heels, denture, necklace, tie, pens, watches, and jewelry in the overhead bin or hand them to the flight attendants. Fasten your seat belt, bring seat back to the upright position, and stow all tray tables. Please put all of your baggage under the seat in front of you or in the overhead bin. Introduce emergency exits. Ladies and gentlemen, please listen carefully to the following passenger safety announcement. There are 6 emergency exits, 2 forward, 2 rear, and 1 over each wing. In the event of evacuation, please leave all hand luggage behind you and proceed to the nearest exit. Floor lighting will guide you. Thank you for your cooperation. Seek for assistance. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. If there are any airline employees, law enforcement, fire rescue or military personnel on board, please identify yourself to a flight attendant. We need your assistance. Thank you.
Part 3. Cabin dialogues. Practice the following conversations with a partner. 1.
Stewardess, my husband has serious chest ache.
Does he have heart disease before?
No, it seems that he's getting worse now.
Don't worry, we'll make announcement to seek for a doctor on board.
Announcement for doctor or medical personnel on board.
I'm sorry, madam, there is no doctor on board. Since your husband has lost consciousness now, we'll report to the captain at once. At the same time, we'll perform first aid to him.
Later.
The captain has decided to land at an alternate airport in about 30 minutes. After landing, your husband will be sent to hospital immediately.
Thank you very much.
2. The captain has decided to make an emergency landing due to the engine problem. Please remain calm. Our air crew are well trained to deal with this situation. Please hand the earrings, tie, necklace, pens, watches and high heel shoes to the flight attendants.
Did I have to take off my denture?
Yes, madam. The denture will hurt your mouth in the emergency landing.
I'll take it off now.
Please fasten your seat belt and bring your seat back to the upright position. 3. Preparing ditching. Stewardess, where is my life vest?
Your life vest is located under your seat.
I'm not clear how to use the life vest.
Okay, stay calm. Put the life vest on and slip it over your head. Then fasten the buckles and pull the straps tight around your waist.
How do you inflate the life vest?
When leaving the aircraft, inflate your life vest by pulling on the 2 red tabs. Are you clear?
Yes, I've got it.
Remember not to inflate your life vest in the cabin.
4. Locating emergency exits.
Your attention, please. There are 6 emergency exits, 2 forward, 2 rear, and 1 over each wing.
Excuse me, which exit should I go? I have poor eyesight.
You see, the overwing exit is closest to you. When the seatbelt sign is extinguished, you may go out through the exit.
Yes, I see it.
Please take off your glasses. It will be dangerous in evacuation.
Okay, here you are.
Words and expressions.
Necessitate.
Imminent.
Crash.
Ditching.
Unanticipated.
Deteriorate.
Subtitle.
Signer.
Release.
Inflate.
Bustle.
Denture.
Emergency landing.
Technical problem.
Light aircraft.
Landing gear.
Redundant system.
Elastic band.
Life vest or life jacket.
Brace position.
Evacuation slide.
Military personnel.
Acute appendicitis.